You're listening to SBS News.
Anti-racism protesters in the British city of Bristol cheered as they toppled the bronze statue of 17th century slave trader Edward Colston and dumped it into the River Avon. Mr. Colston was a senior official in the Royal African Company, which trafficked around 80,000 African women, men and children to slavery in the Americas. Bristol's Mayor Marvin Rees says it is not mindless vandalism.
There is a bigger issue here. The issue is race inequality in particular, general inequalities, people's frustration at a political machinery, a political system that cannot capture and express their frustrations with the way the world is being run. And so that energy has found another outlet.
Archaeologist and museum manager Dr. Craig Barker at the Chow Chak Wing Museum at the University of Sydney says archaeological and historical evidence shows for a millennium people have been tearing down statues.
In many ways, this is a 21st century version of a very common human behaviour, because the statues themselves become something of a lightning rod for any social change and any movement, and it becomes a symbol for oppressed people in terms of a recognition of something that they want visually torn down as a symbol for the change in society that they want to see.
The UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned the defacing of statues.
I will not support or indulge those who break the law or attack the police or desecrate public monuments. We have a democracy in this country. If you want to change the urban landscape, you can stand for election or vote for someone who will.
Despite Mr. Johnson's warning, thousands of Black Lives Matter protesters gathered outside Oxford University's Oriel College to demand the removal of the imperialist statue of Cecil Rhodes. One protester says honouring Mr. Rhodes is a disgrace.
It's disgusting. They should be ashamed. They should be ashamed. That can't be celebrated. How can you celebrate the colonialism of African countries? How can you celebrate the destruction of African countries? How can you celebrate stealing from African countries?
In a statement, Australia's first Indigenous Rhodes scholar, Rebecca Richards, says removing symbols of elitism, such as a statue, can help promote pluralism, where all minority groups are able to maintain their unique cultural traditions. However, the university's Chancellor, Lord Patton, says despite the problems linked to Mr. Rhodes, in almost every aspect of history, people need to look at both sides. However, Dr. Barker says a lot of the statues are not actually significant historical sources.
In the Australian context, many of the statues of James Cook and other figures from early colonial history are late 19th century or early 20th century statues. So they're not actually a historical reflection of the time in which the person lived. They're not a primary source as such, a primary historical source, but rather reflective of decades, in some cases centuries later.
In the US, House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has written to Congress asking for the removal of 11 statues of Confederate soldiers displayed as part of the National Statuary Hall collection in the Capitol. It comes amid a national outcry for the removal of Confederate monuments. The Confederates fought in the American Civil War to protect a Southern society, of which slavery was an important part. In Australia, people have taken to social media to call for the removal of monuments to explorers, colonisers, and colonial administrators in solidarity with the global Black Lives Matter movement. Professor Bronwyn Carlson is the head of Indigenous Studies at Macquarie University. As an Aboriginal woman who was born on and lives on Dharawal country in New South Wales, she says she would be happy for symbols of the hurt experienced by First Nations people to be removed.
They stand there to remind us that we are no part of this history that's being told. So I actually don't have a problem with tearing them down, and I have faced some backlash from the public from having that point of view. But when we think about it, they don't mind tearing down our sacred sites, our landmarks, which evidences our civilization and our knowledges and our achievements for 60,000 years plus.
Professor Carlson says many people are unaware of what colonial statues mean for the Indigenous community.
We've seen that with Cook, the amount of money that gets spent on this person who his only thing that he did in this country was unlawfully enter our lands and seize our lands. So this person has no great feat, you know, to their name, yet half of this country is named after this person. Lachlan Macquarie, for another one. Everywhere you go, it paid tribute to Lachlan Macquarie. We have the bank, we have streets, we have mountains, we have roads, we have all of these things. And he's a person who ordered the deaths of Indigenous people.
Professor of Law at the University of Technology, Sydney, Thalia Anthony, says the decision to rewrite history through taking down physical markers needs to be carefully considered. She says any plan must be assessed with Indigenous people at the forefront of discussions.
We can't just go and impose new names or new statues through either appropriating Indigenous knowledges or simply working out what would be the best representation of Indigenous history is. We need to do that properly by properly engaging Indigenous leadership.
However, Indigenous Minister Ken Wyatt says he doesn't believe removing statues makes a positive contribution to the conversation. He says the statues serve as a prompt to encourage people to talk about history that should reflect both Indigenous and non-Indigenous perspectives. Meanwhile, Bronwyn Carlson notes that Macquarie University is in the early stages of discussing reshaping its relationship to the legacy of its namesake, Lachlan Macquarie.
The university can see, well, you know, I'm sure there are objectors as well, but many here can see that, you know, we need to think about these things. What does it mean for a Darug person particularly to come to this university named after somebody who possibly ordered the deaths of their ancestors and not far from here where the bodies were hung in trees?
Professor Anthony says it is extremely important for the national narrative to change.
With that change, we will be asking the question, why are we having statues of Captain Cook or Governor Macquarie in our, you know, CBD, in our main park? What does that say about us as a nation? And I think when we change the narrative, we begin to think about who are the true heroes. And those people with, I would say, blood on their hands are not heroes, but rather they're people who have set the tone for a very racist relationship between the state and First Nations people.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.